WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Michelle Franzen. The investigation into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge after it was hit by a cargo ship is just beginning and massive in scope. The NTSB, now the lead agency, Chair Jennifer Homendy says workers did not board the container ship yet. While the Coast Guard conducts a search for the six people unaccounted for, the ship now tangled in the crushed metal from the bridge.
The vessel is 985 feet long. It's a 95,000 gross ton container ship.
ABC's Terry Moran says it also delivered a blow to the critical port.
It's a major port of entry for automobiles and automobile parts from Europe. And all of that traffic is now frozen. There are 40 vessels, we are told, with Baltimore as their destination heading this way. Many have been backed up already into the Atlantic.
This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Monday, Governor Tony Evers signed a bill that recognizes a stretch of I-90 as the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. The governor was joined by Ho-Chunk National President John Greendeer, along with bill authors, local officials, citizens of the Ho-Chunk Nation, and community members. The bill signing took place in Baraboo. The governor says this effort will continue to bolster native language and preservation. The bill also lists the 14 Ho-Chunk Code Talkers that the Federal Department of Defense has recognized, as well as specifically including any other unidentified Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers. From Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe an evening flurry, otherwise cloudy tonight, breezy, lows low 20s. Some sunshine returns tomorrow, but cold, high mid 30s, and mostly sunny and into the mid 40s for Thursday. Friday looks mostly cloudy with a chance of rain in the late afternoon and evening. Nice temperature jump as highs return to the mid 50s.
Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently it's 38. 99.7
Baby, but here's my number, so call me.
got your baby, but here's my number. So call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my number. So call me maybe. And all the other boys try to chase me. But here's my number. So call me maybe. Boy, you came into my life. I missed you so bad. I missed you so bad. I missed you so, so bad. Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. And you should know that. So call me maybe.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining us after 5 p.m. on Tuesday night. We've got you all caught up on the news and the weather. Let's get back into the music with Roxette on Max FM.
Thank you. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Tuesday night. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get $20 in certificates to the Konamichi Craft Bar for just $14. The Konamichi Craft Bar is a place for friends to gather, converse, and enjoy wine, beer, or a craft cocktail. For more information about them and this deal, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will look at sports news by Don Henley on MaxFM.
MaxFM Sports.
The Bucks and Lakers play the return game of their two-game season series tonight at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo listed as probable, but Lakers forward LeBron James, who has been dealing with an ankle injury, has been ruled out. Wisconsin women's basketball team will host Illinois State in the WNIT Super 16 on March 28th, 7 p.m. The Badgers went on a 25-7 run to erase a 19-point deficit last night, knocking off Southern Indiana 67-62 in the WNIT second round. Packers adding some kicking competition for Anders Carlson by adding Vikings free agent Greg Joseph. He spent the last three seasons kicking for Minnesota. NFL's annual meetings continue in Orlando. There was a flurry of activity today. The league announced a massive revamp on kickoffs. They pushed back the trade deadline 1 week to after week 9, and albeit a Wednesday, the league says it'll play two Christmas Day games this year. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max. Moments 99.7 Max FM. You're as ready for the world. Oh, Sheila on Max FM.
Laughing always say it's good for the geese. It's always good for the gander. Irish sailor.
Max FM.
Without conviction, I'm a man who does.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you on Tuesday night. You know what? I'm so excited. You have a chance to win some fabulous prizes, including a stay at Chula Vista. You're going, Dave, how do I get a chance to win? All right, so here's what you need to do. You need to download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Then you'll scroll all the way down to the bottom. You'll find Max FM. Now, there's an option to send a text to us. You want to be ready for those options tomorrow morning. 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. We'll give you a keyword you need to text in from the Civic Media app for your chance to win. You can enter all four times those days, so be ready for those keywords in our statewide contest. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Dexy's Midnight Runners on Max FM.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Due to overwhelming success, the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells has added four more tribute bands to their concert series. On Friday, April 5th, it's a night of great piano music. Brian Harris returns to the stage with his tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel. Then on Saturday, April 6th, they've been together for over 30 years and even played on Access TV's World's Greatest Tribute Bands. It's ZZ Top Tribute Eliminator at the Legacy Dinner Theater. Want more? It's my life. Break out the Aquanet and get your big hair in the air as The Hype comes to town Friday, April 12th, playing all the hits from Bon Jovi, Poison, Aerosmith, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue. And last but not least, it's America's number one Kiss tribute, Strutter, coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Saturday, April 13th. The Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe an evening flurry, otherwise cloudy tonight, breezy, lows low 20s. Some sunshine returns tomorrow, but cold, high mid 30s, and mostly sunny and into the mid 40s for Thursday. Friday looks mostly cloudy with a chance of rain in the late afternoon and evening. Nice temperature jump as highs return to the mid 50s.
Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently it's 38.
99.7.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. Our 50-minute music hour continues with the Romantics on Max FM.
really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7.
Beth Frog, man.
Max FM.
If you could live in your senses, imagine it. Live in your senses.